This is called, and I'll just read about three more poems. This is called Birthday Star Atlas. And it's a poem about, it's getting a, receiving for birthday a very fancy star atlas with good photographs and that. And it's also a poem about Emily Dickinson. I was reading Emily Dickinson, I suppose, and at the time, and I made a kind of a connection between the two. As you'll see, I mean, I pretty much explained everything in the poem, the associations. Wildest dream, Miss Emily, then the coldly dawning suspicion, always at a loss, come day. Large black birds overtaking men who sleep in ditches. A whiff of winter in the air. Sovereign blue. Blue that stands for intellectual clarity over a street deserted except for a far-off dog, a police car, a light at the vanishing point. For the children to solve on the blackboard today. Blind children at the school you and I know about. Their gray nightgowns creased by the north wind, their fingernails bitten from time immemorial. We are in a long line outside a dead letter office. We are dust mice under a conjugal bed carved with exotic fishes and monkeys. We are in a slow drifting coal barge huddled around a television set which has a wire coat hanger for an antenna. A quick view by satellite of the polar regions maternally tucked in for the long night. Then some sort of interference, parallel lines like the ivory bone needles of your grandmother knitting our fates together. All things ambiguous and lovely in their ambiguity, like the nebula in my new star atlas. Pale ovals where the ancestral portraits have been taken down. The gods with their goatees and their faint smiles in company of their bombshell spouses, naked and statuesque as if entering a dead camp. They smile too, stroke the triton wrapped around the mantel clock, where they're not showing the whites of their eyes in theatrical ecstasy. Nostalgias for the theological vaudeville, a false springtime cleverly painted on the cardboard. For the couple in the last row to sigh over while holding hands which, unknown to them, flutter like bird-shaped scissors. Emily, the birthday atlas. I kept turning its pages, awed and delighted by the size of the unimaginable, the great nowhere, the everlasting nothing, pure and serene doggedness for the hell of it, and love. Our nightly stroll, the color of silence and time.